Hey guys, Boomadoo here, back at you with the grind scheme of things. Guys, this is so exciting. This is an exciting time, right? It's just an exciting time. Like, you might be asking, man, what's he on? What's he sipping on? No, like, this moment, right, that you're hearing my voice, if you choose, can be, again, if you choose and accept, can be the most exciting moment of your life, right? Now, the reason why you would question that, the reason why you would doubt it, is because you usually look to external stimuli to give you internal confirmation that this is the best moment of your life. But what you forget is that it's the internal that gives you the external, right? It's the external that gives you what you, how you interpret your external reality. It's not the other way around, right? So it's internal first, external second. So anyway, this is exciting. So I want to close out. So, you know, if you've been following, here's how the week plays out. So Friday is a day for, Friday is a day for us to just really talk about, like, the physicalities of life, lifestyle, fitness, you know, the things that have to do with the external reality, right? So clothes, travel, I mean, you name it, right? Again, when you start to look at the site, you'll start to kind of notice, like, how, you know, the content is arranged. When it comes to fitness, again, to recap, for those who may, this may be the first time they're ever listening to any of the content, I want to share with you, you know, the category calendar or the content calendar is broken up. Mondays is for mindset, right? Mindset content. Tuesdays for things that are social in nature, right? And society and culture, and how that influences you as an individual. And then Wednesday is all about money and business and anything related to those categories and how, of course, that impacts you, right? And your grind scheme. And then Thursday is all about happiness, right? Anything and energy and motion or emotions, right? It's whatever it is that impacts your feelings, which you really need in order for you to sort of leverage your genius or move in the direction of your hopes and dreams and ambitions and intentions. Like, we address that. And then Friday is really about, like, all right, well, how do we, I mean, it's all kinds of things. How do you organize yourself to make all those other four categories flourish, right? And again, this will make more and more sense as you listen in, tune in, do the exercises, do the work, right? Okay, cool. So so this week, as far as the fitness, I just want to talk about, you know, I just had this conversation the other day with someone about you know, food choices, right? And good, look, whether you are you eat meat or you eat vegetables or hybrid of the two, I don't care, right? You got to eat consistent with what, you know, just you like and what you enjoy, right? But so I'm going to use a metaphor or tell a story about food, right? And sort of like the direction that I chose to go in when it comes to food. And you can borrow this and use the lessons and the principles inside of it to apply to your, to apply to yourself, right? And more specifically apply to your grind, okay? And your grind scheme. All right, so we were talking the other day, right? And for the past, I'd say, is it 4 months now? Yeah, going on 4 months about. I've kind of like gone in the direction of eating a vegetable-based diet, right? Vegan-based diet. And it's not because I'm special. It's not because I think I'm better than anyone. It just kind of like, you know, things kind of went in that direction. So the other day, I ended up, you know, having like a little bit of a, the Christians call it backsliding, right? I wouldn't really call it backsliding. I just chose to eat some chicken, okay? Chicken wings specifically. And then someone asked me, you know, hey, you know, how did you feel? Like, well, how did you feel about eating the chicken, right? And you, if you guys stick around long enough, you know something about me. It's like, I'm a guy that's willing to like challenge and dare myself to do things and then see what happens, right? And so I kind of like ate the chicken on a dare because my choice to eat, you know, vegan is not like based on some hardcore like moral ethics like foundation, right? And it's not that I don't have a foundation for like why I will continue to eat along that pattern, right? I actually kind of enjoy it. It's fun. It's, you know what I mean? Like, I don't know, man. I actually really enjoy it. Finally, I think my mom will be proud. I enjoy eating vegetables, right? It's kind of fun. It's kind of cool, right? So anyway, they asked me, you know, how'd you feel about eating the chicken? I was like, you know, I did have like those, that moment where I was kind of like, this ain't really how I get down, but you know, fine, you know, I'll participate here. And had a couple pieces. It was good. It was tasty. But I didn't get the same level of satisfaction that I might have gotten in my sort of meat eating days, right? Like, I was just kind of like, hey, you know, like, put the sauce on it and put it in the microwave because it was a little cold by the time I got home, and you know, I guess kept it moving, right? But one of the things I had mentioned, I think this came up in the conversation, is like, well, what do you, you know, it had to do with like feelings or something about, you know, how I felt about eating the chicken, or if I could see myself maybe going back to that path. And I said, look, you know, the thing is, my mind is actually kind of already made up about what I want to eat. And so as a result, I don't have these sort of like internal cravings and sensations to try to find a roast beef sandwich somewhere and having dreams and salivating over, like, you know, a chicken salad. Like, I don't have those dreams. I don't have those visions. I don't have those urges. I don't have a parasite in me that's going, oh man, you need this meat, right? Like, I don't have that, right? I'm in whatever way blessed or fortunate. Like, that's not my internal battle. Part of it, I feel, is I've already made up my mind. Like, you know what? I like eating falafel. Falafel is actually really good. There's a place right around the corner, you know, from where I get some work done, that has falafel, right? And I'm like, wow, I really like this. You know, the way they set it up with the tabbouleh salad and I don't know. I don't even know all the ingredients, but it's good, right? I enjoy going to Subway and saying, hey, look, let me get the veggie delight, right? Like, it's good. And, you know, I might break rank, maybe do a tuna or something like that. But, like, really, for the most part, my concentration is on the vegetables. I mean, like, and it's not like, oh, because of the... It's just good. It tastes great. I feel fantastic. Like, I'm good, right? My mind's already made up, right? So someone can't dangle the piece of chicken in front of me and be like, ooh, don't you miss this, and tempt me. Like, my mind's already made up. So here's the metaphor. You know, when it comes to, like, organizing your physical world, towards the direction of honoring whatever your grind is. Question for you, is your mind already made up, right? And if it's not, what do we need to do to get it made up? What do you need to do to get your mind made up about the direction your life is going to go? You know, like, I'm pretty clear, like, the next 10 years are going to be the most brilliant 10 years of my entire existence as a human being on the planet. My mind is already made up, right? And you know what? That comes with character changes. That comes with lifestyle changes. That comes with behavioral changes. That comes with philosophical transformation. Ooh, philosophical transformation. Right? How's that going for you? How's your philosophical transformation? Like, what paradigms are shifting for you? Right? Like, for me, the shift to eating vegetables was really a paradigm shift, right? It's like, all right, okay, cool. I mean, I get it. You know, chickens are kind of punished, and not kind of, they're punished and they suffer. And, like, you know, there's that argument, and there's that place to come from, right? With regards to, like, making that food choice. And, you know, I've witnessed or seen enough, you know, footage and videos and go, all right, cool. You know what? All right, I can step away and not support that and kind of, you know what I mean? Like, not be you know what I mean, like a consumer that's really driving that industry. Like, all right, let me vote with my fork. Right? So my point is, have you made up your mind about what direction you want to go in? Right? Because once you make up your mind about what direction you want to go in, that heavily influences your own particular grind scheme. Right? Does that make sense? That's how this works. So make up your mind, and then once your mind is made up, start creating, whether it's a structure or use tools. If you have a 24-hour blueprint, which, you know, I've created a particular productivity system, you can use that. You can use your Franklin Covey plan, like whatever you want to do, right? Again, it's going to be more on this, all right? Just so you know. But I just wanted to touch on the topic and what it takes to sort of have your internal match your external. You got to have your mind made up. And then this points us back to the content, which is presented on Mondays, which is all about mindset. Right? A weak mindset will always give you weak results. Period. Right? So that's how this works. All right, guys. Appreciate you. Love you. you know, like or favorite the audio. Listen to this as many times as you need to. And let me know if you have any questions, because I would love to answer some of these your questions as we go, you know, based on the category that we're speaking to, based on the day of the week. You can email me directly at Buihe, right? Buihe at Buihemadu, which is Buihemadu.com. And we'll take it from there. Okay? All right. Love you guys. And I will talk to you all soon. Peace.